Good evening once again. This is Rex Murphy with my perennial Yuletide wish. What is it about Christmas that so contradicts to your official image of itself? The peace and goodwill of myth gives way to the stark reality of an argument over turkey stuffing. The jovial and generous image of Santa, itself an anagram of the word Satan, reinforces the notion of rampant consumerism, commercialism, and greed. Parents blackmail their children into hypocritical sanctimosity by threatening them with coal or potatoes in their stockings if they misbehave, and the old pagan rituals of the vernal solstice are once again played out behind a thin veneer of Christianity. Why, you are asking yourself, am I fighting orthodoxy and showing up the sacrosanct sanctity of the season for what it is, and calling to mind in this hour of cheer the more depraved aspects of Yuletide? It is a family time, you say, one that is meant for renewing old friendships or creating new ones. Does it not behoove the commentator to, as it were, play ball? Under normal circumstances, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. But I, alas, am Rex Murphy. I never received a bicycle when I was a child. I asked for one. Nay, I begged for one. I was a paragon of saintliness from October on, in full anticipation of my just reward of a bicycle. And so it was with a certain amount of hopeful anticipation that I tiptoed downstairs on Christmas morning to confront and embrace the object of my desire. Was there a bike under the tree? Any sign of a bike? Not only was there not, but it was as if the entire household had been declared by United Nations edict a veritable bike-free zone. No bike for Rex. I got a dictionary. Try riding that down a hill behind a school screaming with delight. Try racing past the girls on the front porch, trying to impress them with the hands off the handlebars of your dictionary. Alas, my fate was sealed. By Boxing Day, I had read it. By New Year's, I had it memorized. Try giving me a dictionary, will you? If that's the game you're playing, I will make you rue the day you thwart my desires. I will dazzle you with bombast. I will tire your auditory apparatus with the verbose and overwritten. I will assault your senses with syntax. Subordinate clause after subordinate clause will flow from my cerebral cortex. And I will make your life a living hell of verbal gymnastics. This is Rex Murphy, ending with the words of Charles Dickens' most memorable icon, Bah Humbug.